When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. This is so janky, this place. Seriously.
Janky?
Janky.
What does janky mean?
Well, you can't say...
Oh, is it something?
Janky. You can't say... you're not allowed to say ghetto because it's in bad implication. So the new word is janky.
Janky. I like it. Now, wait a minute. Before you start.
Janky.
Before you start.
Let me Google that. Yeah. Uh-huh. And my headphones. I had my headphones. Janky. Definition. It's right here, Janice.
Okay, wait.
Here. Janky. Hang on a second. Extremely poor, unreliable quality. Damn it.
Wow.
This place is janky. Good Lord. What? Okay, what, Manus?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
No, stop.
Happy birthday, dear Jillian. Happy birthday to you.
Now, I have a little present for you.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
Oh, God. You guys harmonized there for a second.
Oh, Michael even jumped in.
I like to sort of act as though, oh, that must have been the one with the singing voice, because I know it isn't you three.
That was me with the harmony.
Okay. Okay. It's Janice gave me a card. I'd like for my birthdays to go unnoticed.
Well, I know, but how can you when you're on the Wikipedia and everybody knows?
Mm. You got a 100% real card. Feels special.
Yeah.
Which means it's
very
cheap. Probably recycled. Okay. There's two ladies with no shoes on. It looks like they're at a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, and she says, every time I sneeze, I have an orgasm. And the other one says, are you taking anything for that? And this says, happy birthday, sweet girl. Enjoy a night
out with Heidi. Much love, Manis. And then
the lady says,
she says, yeah, Pepper.
Yeah.
So she keeps sneezing.
Oh, say the joke again. Pepper. See, what are you taking for it? Pepper. That funny? Now, I've got you a lovely $10 gift card to Chili's.
Woo!
You know something? Did you know that a large percentage of gift cards go unused?
And well, you can
this
sell
is why.
Them online. You can sell a $10 gift card for $8. So, I mean, it's not
I'll
really
take the $8.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. That's for a dinner out with you and Heidi. A date night.
I live in Malibu. There's not even a Chili's anywhere near me.
Anyone can tell me where an Applebee's is.
I'm the one percenter.
Well, you know what? Maybe the 1% should go to Chili's once in a while.
Chili's isn't even allowed in my vicinity. We're going to get sued. Now I'm getting sued for my birthday.
Well, I'm just saying, it's $10. You probably get a nice plate of nachos you can share. Maybe a little intimate talk.
I'll get a piece of sushi at Nobu. A piece.
What are you doing for your birthday then?
Nothing.
I don't think they'll take the $10 gift card.
I don't want to go to my
birthday. You don't think they'll take a Chili's gift card?
I don't think they'll take a Chili's
gift card. I am getting a tortoise, though. In fact, I just got the email.
That's your birthday present to yourself?
Oh, well, did you hear about my Christmas present? I might not name it Miguel. I'm thinking El Chapo.
Or Shelly.
Oh, El Chapo.
No, El Chapo.
Be careful with that because he'll escape. Isn't that the guy that keeps escaping?
He's El Chapo got
he escaped? El Chapo escaped?
No, he's in New York
I know he was
now.
A gift to Obama.
He escaped like 20 times. He's the most notorious escape artist.
I'm thinking El Chapo.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you're saying the tortoise
escape. He's a sulcata. I just got this email. Did I tell you about... Have I told you about these rescue people? It's a show. It's a show of its own. So there are people that specialize... in a particular animal.
Okay.
So, like, there's the rabbit lady, the tortoise lady.
The tortoise. I've owned many tortoises in my day, but they just keep flushing away. I'm not sure why.
The tortoise lady, the pig lady.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Like the rabbit lady's name is Vicky. The pig lady's name is Marlise. The tortoise lady's name is Karen. And, like, they're known. Like across the country, like they are known as the
rescuers of
that particular creature, right? They come and they like investigate your house. So that's my birthday present. But did you hear about what I got for Christmas?
We think we did, don't we know? Yeah,
Phil.
I thought it was for Philip's screwdriver.
Phil the rabbit.
Can I tell you what's happened with Phil? I'm exhausted. I'll have you know.
Okay.
Okay. So, Heidi said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, don't spend any money on me. Okay?
Yeah, not like me. $10. $10 gift card.
Thank you. Which will be $8, but that's okay. It's okay.
Okay, don't get me anything. Don't spend any money on me.
I actually don't think I'm a 1%er. I think I'm like a 5%er.
You mean, is that more than the 1%?
No. The one is the top. It's like the Koch brothers. I think I'm like a five. Yeah. I get looped into that one, but I don't think I am even close.
But you've got some savings, I hope.
Yeah. In fact, I might even be like, I mean, I don't know the scale, but like I might even be like, I don't know, like an 11%er.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know the scale.
All I know is the three of us, you know.
The difference between me and like a Bill Gates... is astronomical. So if he's a 1%er, but the difference between me and you losers is also enormous.
But you know,
so that's where
we're happy though. All of us are happy.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I said, right? Because people who are, you know, people who are responsible with money, right?
Yeah.
Keep their money. I said, don't spend money.
Right.
So she rescued me a rabbit.
Phil.
Named Phil.
Okay.
That my son named after a screwdriver.
Right.
Philip.
Right.
So Philip is actually, right? So we get Phil. And so we go visit the rabbit lady, Vicky the rabbit lady. She has like 30 rabbits living in her house. And she tells me, did I tell you this? 1,000 ways to kill a rabbit. It's like on and on. They get poop in their fur and then maggots lay eggs in their body. It's a whole thing.
I don't particularly like the way she labels that. It just sounds like an action instead of...
Fly strike?
No, I would just say, I would say a thousand ways your rabbit could die instead of a thousand ways to kill it.
Yeah.
Sounds very wrong
kill your
to
rabbit.
Me, but anyway.
Wait. Oh, Cody says.
Oh, dear.
Cody just picked up Phil.
The chosen one.
I just got Phil. I have a video, but they're too long to send you. I will tell you when we get to the farm. Okay. Ready? Yeah. Where do you think he just got Phil from? Where do you think? No, you can't say, Nicole, because you know.
Where did he rescue him from?
No, where do you think he's picking him up from today?
Oh.
The vet?
Yes, Jake. Yes.
Well, that's
so
good.
The
got
lady
a shot.
Says, no, Janice.
Okay, yeah.
So
let's specify, this isn't a normal vet. This is a specialist.
For rabbits.
For rabbits.
Okay.
And exotics, I'll have you know.
Yeah, those are, they exist.
So we say, I go and I say, you know, I don't know that we can handle this rabbit because I thought you just put them outside and they freaking hop around and they can live with the ducks. No, they got to make a long story short, we've built it a home. We've ejected the pig from underneath the stairway because she now sleeps in our room anyway and wakes me up at 4:30 every morning to eat.
Wow. Okay.
And we put the rabbit under the stairs. And so we had to build him a thing in the home, and he lives under the stairs and the rabbit. And so now, and to Phil, and finally, I could pick up Phil. And I noticed Phil has a sore on his foot.
Uh-oh.
And he's skinny. He's unusually skinny. We've only had Phil for 3 weeks. So I call my vet, who makes a house call. Why? Because we have four puppies in the house, which I'll get to in a minute.
Okay.
I'm up around the clock checking on these puppies. They're like days old, right? And I have a rabbit with a foot sore. So my vet comes to check out the puppies. She says, I'm not a specialist, but, you know, he's got this foot thing and I got to send you to make a long story short. Do you know how much money I just spent on Phil?
Oh, I bet you upwards of
$3,500.
That's exactly what I just spent on Phil.
No. You should go on Price is Right.
$3,500. 35. He has some sort of foot disease, and they needed to clean out the abscesses, and then they needed to culture the abscesses because the antibiotics weren't killing the bacteria, and then he's underweight, so they checked his blood to see if he had a kidney problem, which he doesn't, and he has dental disease, which is why he won't eat his hay. They did a CAT scan of his rabbit skull. And then she says he could die under anesthesia. It's $250 to resuscitate him. My kids are listening to this conversation. Do you want to resuscitate him for $250? What am I going to say? No, don't resuscitate Phil. Whoa. So I said, yes, resuscitate Phil. My son's crying hysterically because he named him after a screwdriver. So I said, don't spend money on me. And she got me a dysfunctional rabbit.
No, but I mean, you have to.
It's riddled with disease.
I know. So if it's riddled with a disease, look how many animals you have around. You have to take care of that because the disease could go run rampant through the
no,
house.
No, it doesn't spread.
How do you know?
It's because you can't get a hawk sore as a freaking pig. It's got a hoof. It doesn't work that way. You can't transfer hawk sores. It's not like herpes in humans. You can't do that.
It's not like
they don't
STI.
Rub feet and then pass it along. It doesn't work that way.
I don't know these. I'm just
and
saying.
You can't pass on a dental disease. If you have a root canal, you're not going to give me a root canal.
All I'm saying is you have animals in the home. Just...
yeah. $3,500 on a three-year-old rabbit.
Well, I think it's money well spent.
How is that possible? It's insane. What do I let him do, though? Do I just let him die? Because now, so I wasn't going to get the rabbit, right? Something in me said, don't do this. Don't do this, right? Mm. Don't do this. But we always put this under the pretense of, like, it's my birthday present. So Heidi brings in the rabbit, which the kids promptly named Phil, I'll have you know. I didn't even get to name my Christmas present. So she brings the rabbit over for a visit, and that was it. Then everybody fell in love with the rabbit, and it moved in.
Well, that's
so happens. Now I've got Dr. Schachterly. By the way, if you need a great rabbit vet, Dr. Schachterly, I'm not getting paid for this, Access Something Clinic in Culver City has done a fantastic job.
Good.
I think. And Phil's coming home today. Should I check in with the chosen one to see how he's doing? Can you get Cody on the phone?
Yeah.
Cody just picked up Phil.
Well.
$3,500. Should I have let him die?
Well, I think those are tough decisions. I mean, that's anybody faces that. I mean, people
well, look,
face
most
that
people
all the
don't
time.
Have $3,500 and the rabbit dies. But if you have $3,500, do you let the rabbit die?
You've had him for 3 weeks.
He's really cute, though. He's like exceptionally cute, which is how I think he's lived this long.
For $1,000, could you find
No, they went through everything with me. She's like, look, I mean, she goes, she's like, the CAT scan costs this, pulling this tooth costs this, shaving that tooth costs that, like, the, you know, to abscess the feet costs this, to hospitalize him costs that, you know, to bring him back to life if he dies is this, and we, you know, on and on and on and on. It's like, what do you want to do?
No, but 250, put him to sleep, and Nicole gets 750 and searches every single pet store
for another black rabbit.
For another black rabbit.
Yeah, but he's Phil. It's Phil.
Hey, Cody.
What's happening?
Honey, you're on the podcast. How are you?
It's good. How are you?
How's Phil?
Phil seems good. Got some bandages on his feet, but he's walking around like a rabbit. Hopping around.
are there any special instructions?
Yes, I have video of everything. And they're going to send it via email as well, but I have videos of what we need to do, injectables and all that stuff.
Injectables?
Yeah, you got to inject them with some white gooey stuff and give them some pills and some supplements and all that.
Supplements. Yeah.
I got a little pack of goodies here in the bag, so I can give you the rundown when I get to the farm.
Okay. By the way, the tortoise is coming shortly.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Sometime this week. Okay, bye! I hung up on him. Because guess who deals with it? Cody.
Yeah, someone's got to build a tortoise pen.
He already has. But the problem is he's also dealing with another issue, and I have puppies.
Now,
did you hear that? I'm not keeping one. I'm not.
So
I'm not going to keep one.
How come you have really tiny...
brand new puppies. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
So there's a no-kill shelter, which is the only kind that I will visit anymore. I don't worry. We give stuff to the other shelters and all that, but I just cannot go or we come home with more dogs. So, and God knows what else. So there's a no-kill shelter by our house, right? In Agora.
I've been to that shelter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the kids go and they give the dogs treats and the whole thing. So one day there's a little white dog, this ratty little dog with a mohawk.
Right.
Poodle with a mohawk.
Poodle with a mohawk. Yep.
My son throws himself on the floor at the, what is it called? The shelter.
Yeah.
Where all of the employees see him throw himself on the floor, right? Ah, I'm a little dog. I'm going to call it Jet Rocket. Whatever. We bring home this dog that I'm like, it's sleeping in your room. He doesn't want it sleeping in his room.
Oh, so you own...
We bring home Little Dog, which is we named Little Dog because no one could. Lou wanted to call it Claire. He wanted to call it Jet Rocket. I don't remember what Heidi wanted to call it. I wanted to call it Zoe. And since none of us could get along, we called it Little Dog.
Little Dog.
Little Dog. So Little Dog just needed a lot of attention. And, you know, there's too much going on there. Little Dog would, like, have diarrhea all the time. Little Dog has a sensitive stomach. And Little Dog would sleep on Heidi's head and smelled like diarrhea. It was a whole thing. So Little Dog ended up bonding.
Some good loving that night.
With our housekeeper.
Okay.
So our housekeeper adopts the dog from us.
Oh, lovely.
Right? So, a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
It's been a year. I get a text message, and she says, Jill, Lily.
Oh, Lily. His name, little dog's name is Lily.
Well, it is now. She said, Lily is having a baby.
Oh, dear.
I said, who the fuck is Lily? She said, little dog. I said, little dog is fixed. That's what they told us.
Oh, dear.
Little dog turns out to be a whore. And my housekeeper says, I can't have. She's just had two puppies, which you know is not two puppies.
Well, wait a minute. Did Lily just have free range of the neighborhood?
Her kids take the dog to the park for their soccer practice.
Okay. Did they not know? I mean, it takes a minute or two for a humping to happen. Did they not just know? Or did they think, oh, wow, he's getting a free ride?
Lily was supposed to be fixed.
Even if there's a dog mounting another dog, it's like, oh, no. Shoo.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look, it's getting a free ride. Okay.
Four puppies.
Oh, man.
So my
Please tell me it wasn't like a a large...
We have no idea.
Oh, fantastic.
It's part little dog, part mystery.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and little dog still has diarrhea.
Did little... So little dog... Lily. Little...
Yeah, little dog.
Little Lily gave birth...
To four other little dogs.
Holy Toledo.
Two okay. are placed. One is with my friend Ashley. The boy is going with my housekeeper's sister. And I got two. Want a dog?
I don't think I
Come
can.
Come on. Want no. a dog?
Be hard on Millie.
Please take a dog.
I want to be responsible and do I just.
You need a dog. Jake, dog.
Can you hear us in there, Dad?
Dog? Bruce? Paul? Bruce Paul?
Bruce Paul.
Need a dog? Does anybody want a dog? They're cute. They're little. We don't know. Anybody want a dog?
Michael.
You guys are no good. Look what I get myself into.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners, 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, as you know, last week we had a segment we aired that was about Lou having some trouble at school, and we promised that we would get someone to come on and talk about it, and so as promised, we have Dr. Gail Saltz, who's best known for her work as a relationship, family, emotional well-being, and a mental health contributor in the media. Dr. Gail Saltz, thank you for coming on.
Hey, Dr. Saltz, thank you so much, like Manna said, for coming on. How are you?
It's my pleasure, and I am good, and I am really sympathetic to how upsetting, as a parent, it is when something of this nature happens with your child, especially a little child.
You know, Janice did not want me to recap because it's such a long segment, but I'm going to try to do it in a second. So for all of you who were tuning in that missed last week's show, my daughter is six, and a seven-year-old boy in her class grabbed her, quote, private area, and there was a big to-do with the school, and they, you know, questioned her and acted as though, you know, she had misinterpreted it. And I was left in a true quandary, not knowing, like, A, how you would handle a boy that did that, and B, how you should truly help your kids. So Dr. Saltz has listened to that segment. And, Doc, I mean, what do you do? What should you do? I mean, she's six.
Well, look, first of all, I want to say, I don't think there's one right answer.
Okay.
But what is important is that your daughter reported it to you. Okay. You want to give lots of positive reinforcement for that. Because, you know, one of the big problems is when, you know, a parent is either so upset that the child interprets it as the parent is angry or angry with them or they did something they shouldn't have done, and then, you know, they don't tell you anymore. They don't feel that there's somebody they can tell, and that's a problem. So, you know, having her be able to come to you, you saying, look, I'm so glad you did. That's so important, and that's a good thing. And then, you know, of course you felt upset, and of course no one should do that, and of course we're going to, you know, address it and deal with it. Then the dilemma becomes how to address it in such a way that, again, it doesn't become super upsetting and traumatic for your kid all over again.
Right, right,
you know,
okay.
And I know that was part of the dilemma that you faced in you know, someone sort of, the administrative person.
Yes.
Insinuating, you know, that she had, you know, that didn't really happen. And you don't want someone to negate your child's experience either.
She kept pressuring her, like, he says it was an accident. Don't you think it could have been an accident? And I was like, I first had that moment of shock, right, where I'm like, oh my God, like here is rape culture right in front of my face in real life with young kids from a woman, another woman.
Right.
And
right.
I finally looked at my kid.
The motivation of the woman is probably to not have a problem, you know, and that becomes.
Right. Okay.
And let me also say, is it possible that that this boy wasn't doing something, you know, that he knew was hostile or wrong, or, you know, and I mean, I don't know that I would call that an accident, but let's say not with malicious intent, let's say.
Okay.
It is possible, but that doesn't negate your daughter's experience. She's been taught, appropriately so, by you all, that that's nobody should do that. Mm. And so really what the administrator or, you know, the person should have done is, listen, and I hear you, and we're going to deal with this.
Okay.
Would not have brought these two children together.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
Right. I would not have done that. I would not have. That puts your daughter really on the spot. And
it sure did. And she was so upset.
And it puts him on the spot as well. And by being put on the spot, I think, you know, most little boys would have feel that they had little recourse but to say, no, I didn't, or I didn't mean to, or even if that weren't the case, they're not mature enough to have that kind of interaction at that young age. So I would have said, you know, we're going to speak to him, and I would have, obviously, you would speak to him, mm-hmm. and he might be like, I didn't mean to do this, but you would speak to him, and you would speak to his parents and say, look, he don't know what was going on, don't know what was going on in his head, but right. it did, you know, it upset his classmate, and, you know, obviously, because a parent has to be brought in to be able to teach their kid, hey, whatever your motivation, you know, this is a no-no.
Yeah.
You know, this cannot happen. But I would not have brought both children, and I think that made it more difficult. That's what's difficult about reporting.
Okay,
right? Is exactly that, is being put on the spot and having somebody and having basically whoever did it say, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. But, you know, lots of things happen in school that you would not necessarily do or choose to have done. And I think that you can simply say, you know, this is how I wish the school had handled it. You know, that they would speak to him and make it clear, like, you know, whatever reason he did, you know, you can't do that. You did the right thing in coming to me. We did the right thing in going to the school, because you should always be safe in school. You should never have to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And if you do in any way, then you let me know. We're going to take care of it.
Right. You know, she did say to me, I need to tell you something, but I don't want you to be mad.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why she would have thought I would have been mad. And there was like a shame. Like she was in tears, which is, I mean, believe me, I know my kid. Like she wasn't and I don't, like, what am I supposed, I just said, sweetheart, this is not your fault. And then it's like, did you say something, Lou? Did you tell him no? What game were you playing? And it's like, did you give, it was almost like they're telling her, like, you gave him the go ahead. Did you give him the go ahead? Did you tell him no? And, you know, she's six, and a particularly naive six.
Yeah.
Like, and I...
every six-year-old, I mean, look, there is no go ahead for that. You know, kids have to be, look, do things happen? Things do happen. Do two kids go in and purposely have something because of intense curiosity? They do.
Okay.
And you don't want to shame them.
Right.
You don't want to shame them, but you do want to let them know that, as you clearly have let her know, private parts are private.
Right.
You know, I don't care whether you want to or don't want to, or, you know, either way, that's just not, you don't do it.
Well, you don't. Okay, well, see, because this is my other question. At first, I thought, you know, when she said this kid, you know, touched my privates, whatever. And at first, she was upset, like, not hysterical tears, you know, just quiet tears. And I was like, Mama, that's okay. I'm not mad. And I said, is it something that you wanted him to do? Because I wasn't sure if maybe, you know, they were doing a doctor thing.
Right,
and then
I didn't
want to jump on her, like, it's wrong. And I said, is it something maybe like you were playing? Like, did you want to do? And she said no. So I didn't go into that further.
Right.
But had she said yes, because I remember having that experience as a kid and then being overwhelmed with shame and, like, crying to my mom. And my mom was cool about it. But, like, how do you handle that? Do you say, like, no, private parts are private? Like, then what the hell do you do?
You know, I think the problem is that, obviously, it can go places that nobody wants it to go.
Okay.
And you know, so in other words, again, it's not like, and you're bad. You say, really understand where, you know, why you wanted to do that. I mean, everybody's curious. I completely, you know, get that you're curious. But at the end of the day, really, you're a kid and they're a kid, and really, your private part should stay private.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that. Because, yeah, you don't want to, like, shame your kids, but you don't know where the boundaries are.
Definitely.
And it's so challenging. And, okay, here's my other question now. When do you start teaching them about consent? And, like, so my son, because I'm also, you know, wondering how I would have handled it had that been my son. And... Uh-huh. couple years ago, he was two at the time. He's four now. Might have been three. And Lou had a little friend over who was a little cutie, and he tried to kiss her. And she, you know, was older and didn't let him, of course. And we said to him he was only three, but we were like, buddy, absolutely not. You know, you're not allowed to touch anyone. So then this little kid happened to be in town this past weekend because she moved away. And we were like, oh, Lou, you know, this little girl's in town. And Phoenix was like, who is that? And we said, remember that little girl that you tried to kiss? And he's like, yeah. And we were like, yeah, she's in town. And I was like, remember, bud, you know, you can't do that, right? You know, we're not allowed to kiss someone unless they want a kiss from us. And he said, yeah. What do I do if they say yes? Well, then what the hell? I was like, well, then you can give them a little kiss. But, like, what do you say?
You know, I think that for little kids to, you know, hug and kiss one another, if they're both happy to be doing that, is pretty different from, let's say, you know, he's not talking about making
private
out with
parts.
Her, you know?
Right, okay, got it, got
and,
it, okay.
And, you know, so I think, you know, you have to try to find that line between affection, which you don't want to say is not okay, of course, unless the other person doesn't want that affection. Again, so it is about, like, yeah, are they happy to do that, give you a hug, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, but if not, you don't do it. And obviously, you don't do, you know, you give your friend a peck, because and they're happy to have a peck.
Okay.
That's very nice, you know, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But again, you don't really want to enter the sexual realm. It gets harder and harder to delineate, you know, what is wanted and what is not wanted, and understanding, you know, the problem is too, because look, obviously little boys can be molested. I mean, that is, that is a great concern, and you want them to understand just as much as little girls that their bodies are their bodies.
Right.
And no one, you know, no one has a right to look at, touch, or anything else their body unless, you know, unless they want.
Right.
And then still when they're little, that really the private parts are private.
Now, sorry, I know I'm going on and on here, but last question. As the parent, should I have contacted that kid's parents? Or, and as the parent of that kid, what should you do? What should you, like,
right.
if I get the call, oh, your son grabbed this girl's, I will die.
Yeah.
I'll die. It's everything I don't want.
Because, look, you'll understand. It really is normal for kids to have sexual curiosity.
Okay.
It doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they're perverts. It doesn't mean any of those things. Sexual curiosity starts at an extremely young age. And, you know, children are sexual beings in the sense that they have bodies.
Yeah.
And their bodies feel nice to them.
Right.
And, you know, and you don't want to... you don't want to take that away, right? Because ultimately, one day, you want them to be able to grow into comfortable sexual adults. If you get that call, you'd really just, you know, you'd want to say, hey, you know, maybe there's something that we weren't clear about, or you didn't really understand, and I totally understand being curious.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there are lots of things that one might want to do because one is curious,
right,
or feels like it, but we just don't do because it's really violating another person's space.
Right.
You know, and this is, you know, anything in the, let's say in the bathing suit region, you know, that's, you know, an easy thing for kids to understand.
Right.
You don't touch.
Yeah.
That's basically it. You don't ask them to look and you don't touch. That's kind of the, you know, the more cut and dry you can kind of be about it, the easier for them to grapple with. But it's hard because if you do react like, oh, my God, and why did you do that? And that was, you know, how could you do that? But you could say, look, if you do that, the other person, it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's really not okay.
So, Doc, which would be the best book of yours, Amazing You?
So for this age group that you're talking about,
yeah,
it is Amazing You, and it talks about that. It talks about the fact that your body is private,
right,
and it's only for you to touch, and I think that it's a great and important conversation to have with kids this age.
Okay.
I would have this conversation before my child went to any, let's say, you know, social environment where I wasn't going to actually be present. So that's a play date, that's school, that's camp, that's, you know, that's, you know, and reiterate it from time to time. Also in that book, of course, is, you know, body parts and understanding that, and babies, but no intercourse. So it's for the younger, you know, it's for the younger set, but like that an egg and a sperm meet, and, you know, that how a baby is made. But, you know, at that younger developmental stage. And also the fact that it is okay to touch yourself and to want to touch yourself, but we do that in private.
Private.
And that also becomes an important issue for many kids. That is, again, very normal, completely normal, and you don't want to shame them about that either, because it is really normal. You just want them to understand that they can't do that, you know, in school or, you know, in the playroom with company over, or whatever they might feel like doing it.
Right.
And then when they get older, there's another book, Changing You, which really has more about, you know, heading toward puberty and sexual intercourse and all of that.
Dr. Saltz, thank you so much. And for, you know, obviously Dr. Saltz is an expert across the board. So if this is not your issue, but you're seeking information on something else, go to her website. It's drgailsaltz.com. And that's drgailsaltz.com. And you can see all of her books and all of her columns and her podcasts and everything. Dr. Saltz, thank you so, so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Tough topic, but, you know, most people go through something like this sooner or later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Saltz.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts, and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you warm up when you go to the gym?
I do cardio first.
Cardio?
Then I do my weights, and then I'm forcing myself to do a longer cool down. Yes, I do. Stretch at the end.
Manus.
Cardio in the beginning.
And how long do you warm up?
I cardio for 20 minutes.
Too long.
Sometimes I switch the machines. Like
way
sometimes
too long.
I'll start on the bike.
Far
and then
too
do
long.
Rowing.
Long.
Why? It's what I like.
Too long.
Why? Why is it too? Why is 20 minutes too long?
It's either a waste of time. You're wasting your time.
I work up a nice sweat.
Sweating has nothing to do with the benefits of being warm. It's an indication that you are already warm. Which
right.
means you're going too long.
Then I feel that if I do 12 minutes and 8 minutes, which is usually my split of the machines,
nope.
that
nope.
that the stuff that I've now got on my ass is flowing away
no.
into a cloud, into a wave.
That's not a warm-up. And if you want to burn fat, that's about a workout. Not a warm-up.
Well.
What are the purposes of a warm-up, Manus? Do you know?
So that you don't pull muscles, so that your muscles are ready, so that my heart rate is ready, so that I'm prepped psychologically to go into the workout.
You're right to a certain extent. So
okay.
you want to literally heat up your body.
Yep.
right? You want to bump up your core temperature from the inside out, not the outside in. Now they got hot Pilates. I want to kill myself.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I think it's this really sweet girl actually wrote me about it, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And it was like HIIT and plyo, but in a heated room. I'm like, HIIT and Pilates, but in a heated room. And I was like, I like all of it, but your heated room. So you heat the body from the, it's worse than being bullshit, right? Because you're hypermobile, you're dehydrating, you're losing electrolytes, you're compromising intensity. So that is the idea, to heat the body from the inside out, right? We've talked about that. So when you're literally warmer, physically warm, your muscles have more elasticity, right? Okay, now it's not just your muscles, it's also your, go on.
Your ligaments.
Joints.
Your joints, okay.
Joints, okay. You want to lube up the joints, get the joint lubrication going so that you're able to train through a greater range of motion.
Yep.
Good, Manus, good. What else, Manus? What does it do? What else does it do?
Well, I said mentally prepare.
But you're right. But get your head in the game.
Yeah, it
does. Decompress, get focused. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oxygenate the blood. Have you ever noticed how you just go up a flight of stairs and you're winded?
Yes.
Right? But if you're on the Stairmaster for 5 minutes, you're fine. You're giving your body, you're focused, you're breathing, you're oxygenating the blood, you're preparing the body to train. You're revving up the nervous system, getting the nervous system ready to get to work.
Yep.
So, what should we be doing? 20 minutes is too long.
Okay, I mean,
five is adequate.
God, that seems so short to me.
Five is good.
Okay.
And we talked about know what. No, let me see if you've been listening all these years. Know what, Manus?
No. Pounding.
Static stretching.
What do you mean? Okay.
No static stretching. Don't sit down and touch your toes. That's not how you warm up. It's how you cool down.
No, I use machines. I use cardio machines.
Cardio, but you could do dynamic stretches instead, which are things that move your body through great ranges of motion, like bridge reach, tap touches.
Do you seriously think I could go into a bridge? I just get home from work and, okay, all of a sudden go
not
back.
A wheel.
Oh.
Not a wheel, a bridge. What about a toy soldier, Manus? Can you do a toy soldier?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so stand up, put your feet together. Good, 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 good. Turn around. Good. Okay, you're going to lunge forward.
Yeah.
Okay, now put both arms up over your head and clasp your hands a little bit. Yeah, and then reach back towards the back leg over and across.
Yeah, that's good.
Other way. Bend your back knee. No, don't straighten your leg. Bend your knee. What are you doing? Bend your knee.
I am bending my knee.
No, dude. The knee needs to be under your hip bone. You're not in some like cockamamie crescent pose. Bend, stretch, bend and stretch.
You know what?
Well, you have the range of motion of a 90-year-old with osteoporosis. Bend your back knee. Ugh. So, don't skip your warm-up. 5 to 10 minutes. Dynamic stretches. God, if you're lost, you can always Google them.
I
have a bunch
sweaty.
On my app. Sweaty?
I am sweaty.
Hey! Oh, yeah. Speaking of your app.
Yeah, my app. Are you on the Android yet?
Ugh.
I know. I'm sorry. We've just been getting a lot of emails
about
that.
I know. It's been a nightmare. So we were supposed to be... Okay, so Android users, please don't be offended. We're having some issues because a lot of different phones will function with, like, this... They're, like, a lot of different phones, I guess, are Android or, like, not iPhones. So, like, the Google Play, it's not per se... Does that make sense? Like, it's Google Play or something? And they don't have the capacity to run the app.
Okay, so it's not...
like a huge issue with getting it, like, because it... I don't fully understand it, but, like, you can go buy, like, an Android phone for $25 or something, I think. And so that's not going to run... Unless, you know, you can get an Android phone that's very expensive and has great... But some of them don't. They're not all uniform. Like an iPhone, iOS is Apple, period, end of story. You know what you're... You know, like, we don't, it doesn't run on very old versions of Apple, but, you know, and you have to, it's, we're having a hard, they don't have the memory for it. some of the phones. I don't know. I don't fully get it. So we've been having to do like all this, these bug fixes. And,
but it's in the work.
Yes.
Okay. Because we have
imminent,
a lot
but it
of
just
questions
keeps
on the
taking
podcast email.
More.
Okay.
And more time.
Okay, so back to the pretty pose that you just did, which is a backwards reach for the sky behind you, dynamic stretching.
I feel discouraged.
Warm-up strategies. These are good.
Well, I did them, but then I tried to give examples, and like you couldn't even do the basics.
Well, you know what? I'm having a hard time with my body right now.
What's wrong with it?
It's just not a happy body.
Why? Well, that's because you're single still.
No, it's because
revolting.
I'm 12 pounds over.
No, it's not revolting.
And I'm not...
It's resisting. What's it doing when you?
Oh, I think you just said
resisting.
It was revolting. Thank
no,
you so much.
No, not that you're revolting. It's revolting against you.
Yes.
Revolt? Revolt? Is that the word? Revolution. It's pissed at you.
Okay. Oh,
it's
the only thing
resisting.
I heard. Do you know what I heard? You're revolting.
No, you're not revolting.
Yeah, well.
No, your
stuck.
Body is. What's that word, Nicole?
Rejecting.
Resisting.
No,
I'm not paying attention.
Nicole, you
wow.
Worthless. Jake, what is it?
Is it reject?
No.
It's
your body is in.
Resisting.
No. How do none of your brains work? I know mine doesn't work.
Repercussion.
No. Okay. What are you saying with your body?
I'm just saying. It's because I work full time now. I'm not doing. My body's been used to being a finely tuned machine my whole life.
Yeah.
And now I'm back full time and it is reneging. It's repurposing itself.
No, that's definitely not it.
Well, all I'm saying is it's been a tough year for my body and I'm not happy about it.
It's having a mutiny.
It's a mutiny.
Yes, a rebelling. It's rebelling.
That's right.
God, you're all wordless.
I said rebelling. I'm sure
you didn't.
Did.
You said reputed and
it's rebelling.
I did look up
rebelling. Is it rebelling?
Yes, it's your body is rebelling.
Yeah.
It's an insurrection.
Wow.
If you will.
Whew.
She's on thesaurus.com.
It's a sedition. Well, really? You know what? Thesaurus. Someone needs to help me. Jesus. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.